Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 504. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We just heard the final strains of Frances Quinlan playing Your Reply. That's on her new album, Likewise. Just came out January 31st on Saddle Creek Records. She is based out of Philadelphia, PA. You may know her from her band Hopalong. That voice is pretty distinctive. But this isn't a Hopalong record. In fact, this isn't even the record you probably wanted her to make. But it is a fantastic record that you're going to want to spend some time with. There are moments all over this record that are just jaw-dropping beautiful. So spend some time with that one. You're going to like it. I've got some interesting music for you this week. It's going to be all over the place, but I think you're going to like it a lot. If not, well, you can have your money back. Here's The Flies with the song We Don't Mind the Rave.
If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. Take it from 7-8 to the coffee shop. Back to where you wished you'd run away. You said I wouldn't let you. Like I can hold you down by myself. I was trying to protect you, but I can't protect you from yourself. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. Kick and scream like a little girl. Blame it on me and our little world. Go back and read every single word, and you see the very scene that you wrote. You were the only one who let it go. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now.
That's a scary noise. I don't know why they did that to us. That is That Dog with the song If You Just Didn't Do It. That's on the band's new album, Old LP. They're crazy like that. It just came out October 4th of last year on Yumi Records, that band based out of Los Angeles. And, you know, that's the first album in like 16 years or something like that. Most of the band is back to play along this time, though Petra Hayden has declined to participate. There's still some lovely harmonies on there, and those guitars still sound like 90s just chugging away over there. Before that, we heard from The Flies with the track We Don't Mind the Rave. That is on the album Today Belongs to Me, the complete recordings 1977 to 1980. That came out late last year, December 19th, on Cherry Red Records, that band in Coventry. That was originally on the, I think, Waikiki Beach Refugees was the first album, 1978, and I think that may have actually led that off. I didn't know a whole lot about The Flies, just a couple of songs, Love in a Molotov Cocktail and things like that that had popped up on compilations, but I knew that I liked everything I'd heard, so when I saw this 2-CD Everything They've Ever Recorded compilation, I thought, now is my chance. So that is my favorite track off that first album and the bonus tracks that come with it, but I've got a whole second CD to explore, and I can tell you from early listens, oh my goodness, how have I never heard that album before? That second album is wonderful, and you'll hear something from it on next week's podcast. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music now for you. I'm going to give you something from Dan Behar's Destroyer. The song is called Crimson Tide.
Like the laziest river, a vulture predisposed to eating off floors. No, wait, I take that back. I was more like an ocean stuck inside hospital corridors. My condition in general, despite what they say, improves. so I could care less. On a night like this, I'm on the lookout for anything that moves crimson tide. To leave, I know where to go, and I know how to breathe. I know how you blow bubbles. You can look at the world till you don't know what you've done. You can follow a salary to the bottom of the ocean. Is that yours? Throw it in the pot. I thought I was smart, I'm not. I thought I was sick and dying.
When you, who I've been waiting for, came in hot from the August night, as I was on my way out the door.
Shifting through all the gears here tonight. That is Torres with the track Last Forest. That's on the new album Silver Tongue, came out January 31st on Merge Records, the project of Mackenzie Scott. That is a brilliant album, and there are just, musically it's good. You know, maybe not exactly my thing, but musically it's good. But the lyrics are just jaw-dropping. There's so much genius in those and so much truth. And I don't know, just there's something in every song that I'm like, wow, that was said just right. Anyway, you're going to want to pick that one up. Just go buy it now. Buy. Don't stream. Just go buy it. You want that one on vinyl and you want some headphones. Before that, we heard from Destroyer with the track Crimson Tide. That's on the new album Have We Met, which also came out January 31st on Dead Oceans Records. That band, of course, is Dan Behar, based out of Vancouver. Some of the kind of, I don't know, standalone pop songs just don't really exist on this album. It's more thematic. It sounds like a musical. It's definitely theatrical. You know, sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. That track there works very well. And the rest of the album, well, you know, your mileage may vary. Anyway, I want to go ahead and get the business out of the way, let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 504. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things coming up there. New Pornographers are coming to the Truman on the 12th. Dan Behar won't be there, but Nico Case will be, and Carl Newman, and I don't know, whoever else they drag along with them for those sorts of things. On the 15th, I'll see you at Pedal Jets at the Minibar, and on the 22nd at Red Kate at Davies. On the 23rd, you might want to be at Dashboard Confessional at the Truman, or the 28th, Scene Destroyer at the Granada. On the 29th, Duran Jones is playing at the Bottle Neck. That'll be a good show. On the 3rd, Screaming Females are at the White Schoolhouse. On the 5th, LeGrand is at Rhino. And on the 6th, you'll meet up with me at Uncouth at Davies. On the 8th, is Elevator Division at Record Bar. On the 15th, Rat Boys at Riot Room. And on the 19th and 20th, Hot Water Music are playing at Record Bar. I have not got tickets for that yet. That is probably well sold out, but I've got connections. Still haven't decided if I'm going or not. I haven't seen the band since probably about 1995. It's been a long time. I'm not sure if I'm ready to return to that that point in my life. Looking at the website, there's some new stuff out there. There should be a whole lot more, but I'm lazy. You can definitely find photos and videos of the Sarcasm Benadryl show that happened at Revolution Records like a month ago or more now. As well as photos and video of the Hex's New Obsessions R.I.P. Peter show at Stray Cat Film Center some weeks back. I've got a few more shows that I should be posting stuff up on, so hey, it'll up there eventually. Anyway, I got one track left for you here, and we're going to end things on a wonderful note. This is a track by Paul Kelly. The song is called Before Too Long, and it was originally recorded on the 1986 album Gossip, which was a 2LP debut album. How ostentatious is that? Billed as Paul Kelly and the Colored Girls, at least in the UK and in Australia, but in the US, just Paul Kelly and the Messengers. I didn't know a whole lot about Paul Kelly, only heard tracks here and there, and I knew that I liked everything I heard, but didn't really have a whole lot of context to understand kind of where his career's been, and it's a long one. So I went and picked up a compilation called Songs from the South, Paul Kelly's Greatest Hits 1985 to 2019, that Cooking Vinyl released November of last year. And I've been listening to Mr. Kelly, and man... There's some songs in there that just, there's some great songwriting. That's all I can say about that. And that this next track I'm going to play is one that I think maybe doesn't speak to the depth of his talent as a songwriter, at least not lyrically, but just the hooks. It's so big, and you know, I'm a sucker for hooks. So anyway, I've got through the first CD, and now I've got another one next week. So if you enjoy this one, hey, good news, more coming next week. And if you don't, well... you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things here with Paul Kelly. The song is called Before Too Long. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Before too long, the one that you're loving, I wish that he never met you. Before too long, he who is nothing was suddenly coming to view. So let the time keep it's on my side. Lonely nights will send me home. High is the tide. Before too long, we'll be together and no one will tear us apart. Before too long, the words will be spoken. I know all the action.
for too long.